you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, we are. Good evening on this Monday night, first of the week edition of the program. And as promised, we have with us tonight Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Good evening, Bob.
You're well this evening?
Well, I'm never perfectly well. There's always something to do or something going wrong, but here I am. I'm here, and I'm happy that you were able to be here tonight. I know we had you arranged for last week, but maybe it's better that you you didn't come on last week, and you had a few days to see what's going on economically and on the world scene politically and all of the tragedies and things that are happening now across the globe. And comment on those with us tonight, Bob. And I'm sure you have quite a bit to say, not to mention your newsletters that you put out each week. So welcome aboard. First question I would have for you before the break has to do with the situation right now in the country, the shooting that took place, the things that took place in Virginia a week or so ago. I think may come of it, Bob. What do you think may come of all of this?
Well, so to speak, the evidence isn't all in yet. It's a relatively new thing, and we'll have to wait for people who are good at that sort of thing to start filling us in on what they believe happened. But I think the bottom line is we have concealed carry laws for a reason, and it'll protect people. And the people at the university really did the wrong thing in not allowing people who have those kinds of licenses to.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, they jeopardized the lives of 32 people. And it's just dumber than dumb. So it just proves, again, an extremely strong case for having guns and being able to use them and having concealed carry.
Yeah, guns in the right hands. Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any chance whatsoever that they'll start loudly barking about having gun control. The people in Congress know it's not an issue they want to tackle at this time, and they know darn right well that people are going to come back with